Anybody wonders why I love football, even though I didn't enjoy the total game last night because I didn't watch as much of it. But listening to the comments after is my favorite part of any championship event. And what a concept Edelman had. He asked them what he did all week. And he said, all I did is tried to practice well every day and do my job. Concept of basketball and practice. What does that mean? Kind of shows you the difference. And as I rehashed and looked at our game film, we didn't do a very good job. We didn't cut out and rebound like we can, but this team was shooting 77% from the line. Poor Nick Ward was shooting 29 of 30 of his last 32 free throws. And just one of those days, you know. And so you couple that with maybe not as good of cutouts and not as good of rebounding. And then you take the opposite. You know, we shot 77 from the line and we shot 30 in the game. And they shot 19 from the three-point line for the last five games, 25% in the league, and they shot 50. So that's what's hard about basketball. Still very disappointed in the way we played, considering the – I'm making a big deal about the crowd because I thought it was one of our best in a long, long time. And so fans did the job, the coaches didn't. And for that, I'm very grateful, but our fans were terrific. This week on the road – against a team that I've been telling my staff for 2 weeks is playing better and better and better. And they've won two out of the last three in Illinois. They're a hard team to play against. Last year with a very good team we had. We had 25 turnovers down there. It'll be the sixth or seventh straight game that on the road. It's orange out night. And I guess that'll be a big deal there. Their leading scorer is a guy named Frazier, who can get you 25 or 30 at 30 in a loss at Minnesota. It's a young team with two freshman starters, but one of them's a kid from Europe who has some experience and maybe some age. They're second in the Big Ten in steals, but they're probably first in creating turnovers. So a couple areas that we have to get better at. Are definitely rebounding the ball, which I still think we're leading the league, but we're not cutting people out like we have, and we're giving up some rebounds. I think we've worn down a little bit on the perimeter, and that's hurt us a little bit too, but hopefully we'll regroup. I don't look at it as a complete overhaul. I just felt like it was a game when they played awfully well, and we didn't play well enough to win, and in the Big Ten, especially with a 20-game season. And another reason the Super Bowl was important to me is I looked at the whole year for the Patriots and some of the ups and downs and listened to the guys talk about that just part of sports. Well, I didn't hear Belichick say that because a coach never feels that way. But I think the reality of it is you're going to go through some ups and downs. And we went through a down game this weekend. And hopefully we'll get back up and on track. Questions?
You said the other night, we're not a physical team, we used to be.
Mm-hmm.
How do you change that, assuming you're not okay with that?
Well, we're not as physical as I'd like us to be. We're probably more physical than a lot of teams. But, you know, some of it is Nick. He's got to do a better job cutting out and rebounding. I mean, he's too good a player to do that. I mean, we're getting a lot out of Kenny Goins. But we're not getting a lot out of our, you know, Josh Langford was up to, I think, 4.5 rebounds a game. And Kyle Arns is a very good rebounder that got zero. And one of the reasons is, you know, he hasn't practiced much. And so that position is part of the problem. You know, we still, one of the things where people are going to get a few more offensive rebounds is, our defense has still been pretty good. I think during the game, they shot 36%. It ended up 38. I mean, coaches around the country would die to have teams shoot 38% against them. And, you know, for us, that means there's going to be more misses, more opportunities. But I just thought You know, we just didn't look like ourselves. We didn't run. We didn't push the ball. And we didn't cut out. The missing of the free throws, you know, if that was something that we had done all year, like times last year, I'd feel one way. But this team was not only shooting them well, really well, and our bigs were shooting them really, really well. Nick was up to 72 or 3%. Xavier, poor kid, was at 85%. That's what I hate about my sport compared to football. Usually the better, bigger, stronger, better teams win in that sport. And in ours, the three-point line, the free throws, some calls that went one way or another, and a team getting hot from the three-point line. So we just have different issues that make it a little more up and down. And we're going to try to get more physical if we can ever practice.
You are. Free throws is kind of one of those things where it's just a mental thing. Maybe when you have a good game versus a bad game, but you guys also haven't really had a bad streak in the last couple of years. I mean, I don't think you've lost back-to-back games for 2 years. So I guess how do you keep these guys, or do they already have it within them to know how to rebound?
Well, the good news is, you know, really, well, not with Josh anymore, but last year was an anomaly because of the fact that, you know, we had those young guys that a couple of them left, but Cassius knows how to lose. We did a decent job of that his freshman year. Nick knows how to lose. Did a decent job his freshman year. Cueto knows how to lose. Did a decent job his sophomore year. So I ain't worried about anybody knowing how to lose or how to accept losing. And anybody that wants to accept it or deal with it, I mean, what are we going to do? Stick our head in the ground and cry? I mean, we didn't do the job. And so we're going to try to get up off the mat and figure out, you know, how to handle that. You're right about the free throws. I can't make that a big deal because I did make it a big deal for a long time, and we worked on it, and we had success with it. It was almost like an epidemic the other night. Hell, even I would have probably missed a free throw, and I don't miss many if I would have shot one that day, and it's just the way it was. But I don't think anybody wants anybody to learn how to lose. But at the same time, as I learned last night watching the end of the Super Bowl, you know, Patriots went through some tough times. Everybody goes through some in a year. There's very few teams that go start to finish without going through a few ups and downs. And I just hated for it to happen at home in that game. But that's in the past in the rearview window now. All we're going to try to do is learn from it and work on the free throw shooting a little bit more. But that doesn't pale the opportunities that we should be having on the rebounding side of things, which is more an effort-related stat. Can't complain about our defense. It wasn't awful. A three-point, God, guys, they had some guys hit threes that hadn't made a three since, you know, the start of time. And just that's the way it works sometimes.
You mentioned the perimeter being a little worn down. How much did that
Yeah, that's a concern for me, because I don't know where Kyle, you know, Kyle for another week or two, I don't know where he's going to be. Some of those freshmen aren't quite ready for that. And so a lot falls on Cassius and McQuaid. I think McQuaid's spending a lot of energy in one thing. It's ridiculous. You know, he got three shots. Some of that's my fault, so I got to do a better job of that. And some of it is just, you know, the lack of our break, which we get some points off of. And we get some shots off of. I don't know why, you know, that was. You know, again, maybe he's not running well. Cash not pushing it as well. But you know what? To run your break, you usually got to rebound pretty well, too. And one of the rare times we get out-rebounded. So I make sure that doesn't happen again.
I want to go back to Matt a little bit. Just not getting a lot of shots right now. Is part of it you think he is kind of understood Josh isn't here and I need to be that defender to where maybe it's just
I think he's put a lot of his emphasis on his defense, which how selfless can you be to do that? I mean, that kid is a scorer, but he's not been the scorer for a couple of years because of the injuries. And so I think a little bit of his confidence, I think a little bit of it is he's wearing himself a little thin, you know, trying to do the things he has to do. I mean, we're putting him on the best offensive player just about night in, night out. And that's taxing in itself. And some of it is we're not doing a good job as a coaching staff getting him the ball. I mean, we've got to put him in a position to get more shots. I don't care how many he misses. I mean, he's got to get 8-10 shots, especially with Josh out of there. I mean, Josh was getting 11-12 shots a game minimum. And those shots should be taken. I mean, you know, Cash has had to take some shots. Uncharacteristically, he doesn't take 20 shots a game. He barely takes 10-12 shots a game. So, you know, I think a lot of that falls on my hands, and I got to do a better job.
Well,
they had a lot of close games early in the year, and you know, they've been in every game. You know, some of it is youth, some of it is their veterans are figuring out what they got to do now. Guys like Frazier and that. I think it was I'm trying to think of the guy right now. He had 12 points in the whole month of July, and he had 18 in the last game. I mean, January, and he had 18 in the last game. And Kipper. And, you know, they are very disruptive defensively, and they also have done a great job utilizing people. They have athletes at every position, and they're playing 8, 9, 10 guys. It's kind of that style of, you know, crazy pressuring and doing all those things. And if you turn it over and they score off it, you're in trouble. If you don't turn it over, I think that's how you win games.
The psychological component of learning that for the team that you're not going to have Josh. Like, everything you guys are doing, they sort of assume they're getting him back, and what that does a little bit. And then also the conversations that may be had with a guy like Aaron Henry now, that his role is probably going to stay what it is now that you're not going to have Josh back.
Well, I think you're right. I mean, I never looked at it that way. We didn't have him for 7 or 8 games. I just assumed, you know, we didn't have McQuaid for 3 or 4. We didn't have Arns for 4 or 5. You know, you kind of assume, and you know what assume means. And boy, sometimes it does make that three-letter word of me when I assume things. But knowing Josh is done now, you could say in some ways it takes the pressure off. Because you don't, you know, they don't have to feel like he's coming back looking over your shoulder. In some ways, it puts the pressure on because now you got to raise your game a level. I thought Aaron raised his game defensively pretty good. He's got some work to do on the offensive end, but he's been asked to do a lot. You know, when the season started, I didn't look at any of those guys as being guys that I would have put into our playing group necessarily. And now we got, you know, one starting, two of them are probably going to be strong backups. So it's changed a little bit. And we have talked to him. We've tried to spend more time with him. But there's nothing like game experience. And they're going to get a dose of it tomorrow night.
Two-parter. Do you believe that if this stretch doesn't break you, it makes you stronger? I mean, can you look at it that way? How many losses do you think the Big Ten regular season champs will have?
Well, I've stuck to this from day one. I said 3 to 4 losses, you know, I thought would be the minimum. I really did. And in some ways, it surprised me that there weren't as many. And in other ways, it surprised me that some teams had more than that. I still think that's a reasonable number. It is really difficult to play 20 games. I just can't explain how it was to get to the Purdue game and say, oh, yeah, but we're only halfway done. It's just different. And if it's different for me, it's got to be different for the players. And having to keep that level up night in, night out, and especially like us, go on the road and everywhere, it's Christmas. You know, I thought there was one Christmas. We seemed to come up with 7 or 8 of them. And so that's a little more taxing on them, too. And, but I, you know, as far as breaking, you're not, and we're not going to break no matter what happens. I'm not going to let that happen, but it is a learning process, and our veterans have shrunk. You know, Josh was the most solid of all of them. He's the guy that started every game since his freshman year over Cassius and Nick. And, So losing him, McQuaid is a guy that has some veteran, but not as many games. He was, you know, in and out of the lineup because of all the injuries. Same with Arnes. So we're down to two guys that have had great experience, and that's Cassius and Nick. And so these other guys are going to have to learn as it goes. But the one thing that I did not do a very good job of is get across to them that everybody seems to relax when you come home. I mean, you just kind of feel better about being home. And I don't feel better about playing anybody home or away. And I did not do a good job of that, getting that across. So I'm going to have to do a better job of that and see what I can gain from it. And the practices, they don't matter in some form in basketball. They matter here. And like I said, we don't have many bad practices. It was just it was a strange week. And I shed to you that we had a couple of bad practices. You know, I've got coaches writing me, telling me, why are you telling the media that? Why? Because it's the truth, you know? And we did. And with the social media, the way I like to operate is, I don't need somebody saying we just missed free throws. Practice is important. Preparation is important. What you do is important on a daily, minutely, secondly way. And when you're trying to play for a championship, there's not a lot of margin for error. So, you know, we put ourselves behind the eight ball, and I have no problem saying that is my job. And so I got to do my job better, and I think they'll do their job better. We still have a very good basketball team we got beat by a very good team in Purdue on the road, and we got beat by a different team in Indiana, different. Two players that hadn't played get 23 points, 11 rebounds, 9 assists between the two guys that hadn't played much. I said to my staff, we didn't do a good enough job of covering that. Well, it's hard to do something when one guy was injured for quite a while. We were going back and watching film of last year's team, times that he played. So, you know, it's one of those things, and it's not going to define us. Hopefully we're going to learn from it.
I just want to follow up on some of the questions about Aaron Henry. Just how has he improved from the beginning of the season, and what more does he need to do as the season goes on?
Well, he's a freshman. He's a freshman that none of us thought would be in this position when the year started, so he's got a lot to improve on. But, you know, the biggest thing is just his ability to maintain his intensity because he's a phenomenal athlete. His ability to shoot the ball better, which is going to take time. And running the court, you know, I had Josh talk to him a long time yesterday because Josh went through that his freshman year. And, you know, Aaron's actually making some progress. It's just that when all of a sudden you lost two other guys at that position, his progress had to be sped up to a point that maybe he wasn't quite ready to handle. And I always tell my players, you know, the worst words in the dictionary is, I wish. Worst phrase. I wish I would have done more in the summer. I wish I would have done more. I wish, I wish, I wish. Those are bad words, man. They should. I is not a four-letter word. Wish is. So that goes into the four-letter word categories. But, you know, I think there's times Aaron understands that now, and I think it'll make him better as time goes on. But the process and at this point in time is more difficult.
Aside from stressing the cutouts and making sure McQuaid shot more, is there anything you would have done different? And taking Cassius's 4 free throws out of the equation, I think you had 21 chances for points at the line and he got 4. When it starts to be that kind of a day, is there anything a coach can do?
Well, I took Nick out at the end of the game, which hurt us in one way because I just couldn't. I thought they'd hack a shack him just because of the way it was going. I don't know. You know, it wasn't 8 for 22 either. It was 8 for 25 because we missed 3 front ends of a 1-1.
Okay, Cassius out, then it's 4 for 21.
Oh, I see. 4 for 21, yeah. UP, the math's not as good as it is down here and takes me a little longer. But I got you. You know, at least that means you listened to me about the 3 front ends of a 1-1, so my hat off to you on that. I don't know what I would have done different. You know, Xavier, we wanted to go into him. He was dynamite the first half. He made some great post moves. He was shooting 85% from the line. He went 1 of 4, you know, and he missed the front end, I think. And, you know, what I would have done is a better job of cutting out, a better job of running, so I had a good enough lead so those free throws wouldn't have mattered. That's probably the job I should have done.
Back to Aaron, at the end of the game or regulation, you had him online for critical moment situations defensively. Could he be this year? Could he become that guy that maybe takes on that burden off the plate?
Yeah, I think, you know, it was. I think he was more up for it than normal because, you know, those were high school counterparts there. And I thought he did a great job. He blocked 2 shots. He did some good things. It's whether he can maintain that over an entire game, but he could end up a great lockdown defender. I mean, I think Josh has ended up one now. It took over a year, but I think Josh was very good. I think this kid could be better because he's bigger, he's even more athletic and stronger. But, you know, that's something we're going to have to work with him on, and he's going to have to. You know, we felt like we had really 2 good lockdown defenders in McQuaid and Josh, and then, you know, a pretty good lockdown defender in Kyle Arns, who has been a shell of himself because of the injury and the amount of time he's missed. But I think he'll get better as long as he can keep practicing. Now, that's another chore for me, is how do you get better at some things when you can't practice some guys at those things? But those are all the fun parts of the job that I think drive coaches crazy. Because I must say to myself, we're not practicing hard enough. We got to rest guys. We're not practicing hard enough. We got to rest guys. I'm why I like football, you know. They are a sport. You gotta do that. You got so many games a week and all that stuff. And football, you can just go smash people and not worry about it. It's a lot more fun than baseball, too, Fred, to be honest with you.
Tom, in the back, you just mentioned Arns is kind of a shell of himself. He's obviously playing through some pain. But when you see him make hustle plays like he did toward the end of the game that got you guys the ball back and really gave you a chance there at the end, how does that help motivate your team when they see a guy like that playing through pain still diving on the floor?
You know, we showed that the next day in a film session and talked about it. And I think the players really appreciate Kyle because they love him as a kid and they know what he's like. But it doesn't solve your problem. It makes you feel good about his effort. But there's so many things he can't do yet, or he doesn't do at the same speed or with the same confidence he was doing. And as excited as I am to see him do that, I cringe when he does it because he did it at Iowa and then he was out for 2 or 3 games. And that's kind of the, you know, same thing in practice. That's, you know, you have those years. I mean, it's bizarre. You can have a very good team and injuries can create some problems, and injuries have created a few problems for us, but we kind of worked our way through them. I mean, we won 7 out of 8 games without Josh, but, you know, teams start scouting you different, playing you different. Other guys wear down a little. There's a lot of different reasons why just because you did well without a kid in there for a while doesn't mean it's going to last, especially with a 20-game conference season.
There's obviously been a lot of focus on the amount of minutes for Cash McQuaid as well. And without just saying, hey, play Lawyer or play Gabe Brown, what is the dynamics like when you know they're playing too many minutes? Do I got to force some of these guys in a little bit? Where's that balance knowing that maybe some guys aren't quite ready in areas?
Well, I did. Yeah. You know what I mean? I did force some guys in there. That's how Aaron is in there. You know, I forced him in early. I forced Gabe in a little bit early. But, you know, there's still some kind of process. I think, number one, you know, Cash has got to learn how to do that. McQuaid's got to learn how to do that. I mean, you just got to learn how to adjust and play more minutes. And we got to do a little better job subbing and trying to use the timeouts. But, you know, trust me, if it's like a guy that's injured, you know, you hear, well, he's better than another guy that's 100%, even if he's 75. Well, then that's insulting some other player. There's no insults here. When the year started, we had eight players that we thought we'd rotate. We were trying to work in one freshman. And really, that hasn't changed except that we're trying to speed the process for those guys. And I don't know what the balancing act is. If we become the Iron Five, like some Iron Six, we might have to do that. We might, you know, if we can get one in there and have some confidence in him and he have some confidence in himself, you know, or we could be like most fans and say, well, the coach should give him confidence. Coaches don't give anybody confidence. Their play gives them confidence. And they got to play to do that. But remember now, they got practice every day. And even though it can't be quite as intense as a game, you learn something there. So everybody's got to step up, you know. And you know what? If one more free throw goes in, we wouldn't be talking about it like this. And that's the great part of the sport, you know. If one more free throw goes in, if one less offensive rebound happens, if one more decent call happens, we wouldn't be talking about it like this. We'd be kind of covering it over. We got the same problems. And just like we had the same problems when we lost Josh and Kyle, and we skated through them. And usually you can skate through things for a little while, then reality sets in. And it's going to be tougher, and we're going to find a way to get it done because we got a good team. We got some things that we still do pretty well. Why our rebounding? Because that's the one area that we've had a good rotation with our bigs. You know, and Kenny's done an incredible, you know, I should say this, not to rehash that game because it's move on time, but did not give enough credit to Kenny Goins and the job he did. I mean, he was getting close to a quadruple double. I don't know, has anybody had one here? You would know that. I mean, he was 6 assists and 8 blocks and 12 points and I don't know how many rebounds, 8 or 9 rebounds. I mean, he was not that far off from a quadruple double 4 times of something, you know, whatever the hell that is. And that was a yeoman's job, you know. For some reason, Xavier's got to play a little better. Nick's got to play a lot better than he did in the last game.
Time for a couple more.
Was Nick worn down at all, you think, from not playing this much? I mean, during the week?
You know, the flu hurt him. He missed one day of practice, and the other day, just kind of, but, you know, that was a week off. I mean, we had a day and a half, almost 2 days off. We was not, I know this will sound crazy, but, I did blame myself. I blame Cassius. I don't blame Nick. I blame myself. Listening to too many people. You know, for a guy not on Twitter, he listens to too many people. There's been a way we've done it here. Now, Doug Wojcik brought up a great point that would be good for you all, too. You know, when you go from 16 games to 18 games, and then from 18 games to 20 games, something's got to change because you're doing it almost the same amount of time. And so you have less days. You don't get to grind it quite like you do. You don't, you know, when he was here before, you didn't take a day off so that we could make sure that our guys go to the library and you know, and get their rest. We didn't have that 10, 12 years ago. So now we've got a lot of different things to try to navigate through. And so I'm going to take the burden, not from you guys, from myself. But he's got a good point. You know, there's different parameters that you have to operate by. That's why I enjoy the Patriots. Because you couldn't hit this year and last year. You know, 5 years ago, you could beat the hell out of each other every practice. Now you could put pads on like once a, you know, a week, and you know, maybe they wear helmets twice a week. I don't know what they do anymore, but it's getting that way. He's still done a great job of handling that, and that's where I got to do a better job. I mean, there are some things that have changed for us, but I didn't like the way we practiced. I made it nationally known. Big deal. if you don't think coaches have had bad practice, if you didn't think I had bad practice the year we won it, or last year, or the year before, I just felt the need that I'm not sure they knew the difference. You just brought up something that I didn't think about last week. You know, Nick was sick. He had the flu. He missed a day. You know, maybe I should ask him if he had the flu Saturday. You know, that would have been a good question.
You talked about practice too with Cassius. He, after the game, he said that he put some of that on himself in terms of not being the kind of vocal point guard and raising that energy. And I know we've talked about it a lot. Do you feel like moments like that are helping him get that difference between great and elite?
Yeah, I really do. I think that's probably the most intelligent question I've been asked. Cassius, you know, you can learn a lot from losing. You can learn a lot from failing. You usually learn more from those things. And I think, you know, I'm not sure there's a reason. Another, I guess that's Belichick day for me, but another great line he said, you know, I don't read the paper. No insult to you guys. I'm not on Twitter. I don't do any social media. I coach football. Well, when you're dealing with the guys we have to deal with are a little younger now, he better hope that he doesn't go to college, because you have to deal with those things. And, you know, this week it was, you know, making sure, you know, our fan base and the game day stuff. And there's a lot of things that come into college basketball that you have to do that is different from pro ball. But staying focused on the task is really, really, really important. And I think Cassius has a better look at things now. It wasn't like, when I say we had bad practices, I mean, if you would have came to the practice, you wouldn't have said it was a bad practice. It was just a bad practice because I knew what I needed to get done and what we weren't getting done. And yet we're resting Arnie. We don't have Nick and one and a half of them. We're just not as deep. I watched our game from last year. Man, Cash got in foul trouble. Nick was Nick, and we had Gavin in there, and we had Tom in there, and, you know, we had we just had more players to put in when somebody wasn't having as good a day. We don't have that. There's a lot of teams that don't have it nowadays. So that's where I said it really does fall on me, and I got to do a better job, and I will do a better job.
Tom, I know you're not interested in excuses and you hate that type of thing, but another thing that was different for you last week, you sent out the press release that there were tears when the news came out about Langford being out. Mm-hmm. But there were tears in the locker room. Could that have had an impact on practice being a little bit off as you look back to last week?
As I learned last year, there are excuses and there are facts. And I salute all of you because you're bringing up facts that I don't think about, because I had so many other things on my mind last week. But the fact is, I never really asked each player how much the Josh thing would affect them, because I figured he's out for 7 weeks, even though he was starting to shoot, he was dunking. Maybe everybody thought he was coming back. Guys love Josh Langford. I mean, he's the hardest worker. He's the greatest kid. I mean, if only he could marry my daughter, I'd be the happiest guy in America. You know, he's one of those type of people, and the players love the kid. And it could have had an effect. Sometimes when you're home and the crowd's great too, you figure things are just going to happen. And they don't happen. And that's where I say it falls on me. But I don't know. I don't know what it was. I mean, you give Indiana credit. I mean, they shot the lights out of the ball, at least from the three. And I'm not sure how many games we'll win if we shoot 8 for 25 from the free throw line. You know, I mean, that alone is a problem. You can overcome some things. Because there is nothing, as players said to me after, more depressing than to get up there and do it over and over and over. And I got to say this. Now, I had some bricklaying teams back in my early days here. I never, ever remember that happening. Now, then again, in those early days, when I had those, you were allowed to have 6 guys in the free throw line. We had more plays for missed free throws than we did for our offense. and Jason Rich shouldn't be looking down in that net, dunking them now so that we don't get anybody injured, so we don't get any hooking calls, so we don't get any of this and that. You know, society's softer, basketball's softer. You know, we got rules in where we can't do as many things, but I'm not sure we've ever shot that poorly from the free throw line. I have to look it up. I'm sure we have, but it didn't feel like it. And those things play a factor. But they're not going to play a factor tomorrow night. What's going to play a factor tomorrow night is making sure that we defend, we rebound, we run, and we take care of the ball. And, you know, they're going to try to bring waves of guys in. We're going to have to find a way to rest Cassius and Cueto a little bit. My three guys inside, it could be four. I'm not as worried about them. My perimeter guys, I'm a little bit concerned with, depending on, you know, how Arnie is today and what goes on there. Anything else?
So NC State shot 16% from the field.
Yeah, you know, I guess I should be happy. I should have called him, and you know, they scored 24 points at home. Can't say I've ever done that either now, but I did bring up a point when we kept missing those free throws. I told my guys after, you know, I still remember the game, some of you were at it, at Wisconsin, when I think there was like 9 or 10 minutes left in the first half and the score was 7-0, you know, and I was trying to kick a field goal so we get something on the board, and, you know, we ended up losing a little close game, but those things get frustrating. We got to play better. We will play better. We have played better. Other than a little stretch in the Purdue game early, I thought we played pretty well. We shot the ball well enough. We shot 47% in the last game. We just didn't do the two things you still need to do. You always need to make free throws, but you need to block and tackle. And if you can't cut out and rebound, defend and rebound, you're not going to be as good. So hope nobody lost a lot of money on the game last night.
Grandpa lost the national anthem.
Was there any anger for it?
No, the play was, but there was big debate about it. The play was, it wasn't over.